for the first time in the history of the league, the Indian Premier League has been suspended midway because of COVID cases inside the bio bubble, which was created to try and prevent exactly this sort of thing. By Tuesday, four teams of the eight teams had gone into isolation, with as many as six cases being reported from the franchise. Now, the cricket board, the BCCI, was forced to suspend the ongoing edition with no window available in the near future and the coronavirus restrictions being put in place across the world. It's unlikely that IPL 14 will resume anytime soon. Joining us now, a very special guest, Ness Wadia, co-owner of the Indian Premier League cricket team, the Punjab Kings. Thanks very much, Mr. Wadia, for being with us. Do you believe that there was really no option and this had to be shut down this year, unfortunately, because of COVID?
Firstly, thank you for having me, and I hope you and everyone in NDTV is safe, and I pray for the well-being and speedy exit of COVID from everyone's lives in India and all across the world. And it's unfortunate that we had to shut the IPL, suspend the IPL. I think it's the correct decision. I think the decision earlier to start it also was a good decision given everything. It's unfortunate the last 2-3 weeks things have really gotten out of hand. I think we were all pretty comfortable with the fact that India was doing better, Mumbai especially, and other parts around India. And it's unfortunate it's come back with such a vengeance, but it's the right decision. And as far as having it in the future, I'm not sure. It might happen, sometime in the future.
You know, there were a lot of people, and I wanted to get your view on this, who felt that having the IPL in a time like this in the last couple of weeks was perhaps inappropriate. There was a tweet out there which said that the IPL during COVID is like the band on the Titanic that kept playing while the ship sank. How would you respond to that?
Listen, there's always going to be a negative viewpoint or a viewpoint which thinks we could have and should have, and if they were there, would have done better. I'd just like to point out that this tournament is planned a few months in advance. There's meticulous planning. The IPL was held in the UAE last year. There was not a single case. If this IPL had gone off, and almost, if not more than 50% had gone off without any hitch up or without any cases, if we'd gone 100%, everyone would have said, see, India's amazing. It's amazing what our BCC have done, IPL. So, listen, I think it's a mixed bag. There'll always be the naysayers and those who say don't do things. I think it was good that we demonstrated that India is capable of holding international events of this scale, protecting its people. There are lessons to be learned, obviously, as to whether it should be lesser venues, what were the gaps in the testing. But listen, it's happened with other international tournaments in Australia. The Australian Open was playing. They had to shut it. They had to postpone it. They had to shut the city down. France is the same. The French Open was postponed only by a week. So I'm not sure if this person loves the Titanic too much and is stuck on that. But listen, the world has to go on. We are very well aware of the issues surrounding our fellow Indians and global citizens. We know that there's a pandemic. We have to be careful and wise and prudent. And all the due diligence was done for this. It's unfortunate that, it had to end, but it's the right decision. Right. And I hope everyone's family is safe and secure, especially those who are going back home now.
Is there a financial ramification for this, for the various franchises? Were you insured against
this? I don't think now is the time to talk about financial ramification. I think, just want to make sure everyone's safe. I'm sure there could be. We don't know. I think it's too early. The tournament will continue. It's a matter of time as to when that happens, when things get better. I mean, even if you see the city of Mumbai last week had about 8,000 cases. At the moment, it's down to 4. So this thing can turn pretty quickly. But, I think humanity needs to be cared for first and the IPL follows second.
Sure. There have been a lot of cricketers who in the last couple of days have decided they wanted out. Was the writing, in a sense, Australian cricketers, many of whom who decided to leave? In a sense, did you feel a few days back that the writing was pretty much on the wall?
To be honest, I wasn't sure. I think, hats off to all the cricketers, especially the Indian cricketers who've been in a bubble since August last year before the IPL. They've continued for 10 months. So yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of wear and tear with some of the player, international players who left, and I respect that. Maybe some of them didn't get played. That's why they want to left. But let's give them the benefit of doubt that they left because of COVID. And, you know, maybe that's their right decision. I just think it's incredible that the players have managed to continue to play, like I said, especially our Indian players, for 10 months and that we've gotten so far.
Yep.
So I think probably a well-deserved break for everyone who's
Yeah, no, absolutely. What's the response been among the players in your team?
I think everyone knows the situation and, you know, one has to just deal with it and move forward. One thing we've learned in the IPL since its inception in 2008 is, you know, take every situation, make the most of it and move on. And I think that's what we'll do as IPL and BCCI and franchise owners and players.
Do you foresee this coming back to India next year? I know it's a bit early, but should there be options to perhaps keep a backup in mind that, you know, look, it's going to take some time to fix this. Maybe we should have other options as well.
I wish at this point of time I was a soothsayer to predict that. But my guess goes on my experience is that there has to be a backup. Yes, it will come back to India again is my personal view, individual view, that is, without consulting anyone. I also believe it might happen if you see the cricketing calendar, the window is just before the World Cup. So you might have a situation where all the players who are coming for the World Cup come for the IPL, it's held in India and we go on.
Right.
But we'll see. There might be UAE as a backup as well. So God knows what might happen.
You know, IPL this year without the crowds, obviously not the same. Did you miss that a lot? It was in a sense a
yes.
compromise. I mean, without the crowds, the IPL experience was diminished.
As they say, you know, jada thanda tha. So,
right.
You know, it was a bit dull, to be honest. We all love the crowd, especially the Indian crowds. Yes, but we decided to go forward and hold it in a manner where, you know, which we did. Hopefully things will get a lot better. I hope and pray. And I hope and pray that when the IPL starts again, that we'll have some fans there.
Yeah. Did you always believe that the bio bubble would hold even in a situation as tough as it is now in India?
If you look at the bio bubble of the IPL, it cannot and must not be compared with the other bio bubbles.
Oh.
I think we had a few more venues, many, many more people, you know, than what the tennis tournaments
sure.
or other tournaments, whether it's basketball or football, I think they were played in fewer locations. But yeah, it's difficult to say, you know, I think they did the best they can. This thing has proven to attack people, even if they've never met a person, even if they've had no vaccine. I mean, sitting at home, people get it without interacting with anyone. So God knows where this virus comes from. It could be food, could be anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's a real monster, unfortunately, sadly.
You know, I must ask you the opposite of what I asked you earlier on, because this is something I believe. I think that the IPL is great entertainment at a time like this when there was so much gloom all around us. When I reported this or we reported this, went home, switched on the rest of the game, it just felt great. So that's gone. It did bring us a lot of happiness, didn't it?
That is the one positive or, that for the fans, for people like you, people like me who work all day, want to go back home and just relax and watch something apart from this terrible news we have of COVID every single day. It's just it's draining. So, yes, that is an unfortunate part. And I hope that, maybe people should meditate more and do yoga more and do some home cooking more. But the IPL will be back and bigger and better and bring on more joy and happiness to everyone's lives and faces.
Absolutely. Thank you, Nesvadia, very much for being so forthright, frank with
you.
Us. It is, it's sad that the IPL has gone this year. The circumstances are such that it couldn't have been avoided, but hopefully it'll be back sooner than later.